I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
I wanna meet
Grotman's a type of guy, in my opinion.
All business.
In 10 minutes, you can learn so much from him.
Well, dude, I love being the around fucking biggest like dude that, in Miami. Bro.
Dave is a guy, it's a learning. Every time I've been around him, first off, he's a gentleman. He cares. He'll give you insight into your page or what he thinks you should be doing. But what I'll tell you is, small times I've been with him, like small periods of time, I always walk away with a gem.
That's great.
Always. You'll walk away from it with a gem from him. So, yeah, Dave's a great guy.
How'd you connect with him?
I don't even remember, really. I somehow on social media. See, you know, it's funny.
You were all in Miami with him and Khaled, dude.
Yeah, but it looks like I was hanging out more than I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I did. Oh, yeah, what was funny is I actually said to Dave that I wanted to meet Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
And he goes, okay, I'll make it happen.
That's funny.
And I'm like,
damn.
All right. And literally within 24 hours, I was with Khaled.
Damn.
He just literally was like, hey, Mo.
That's sick.
You're going to meet Khaled today.
That's it.
Yeah, it was it. Like, that's exactly what happened. Funny. I actually just was like, yo, I like his energy. Khaled's the man. We were doing another thing Kuja didn't show up for.
Fucking kid.
Fucking guy. Food and Wine Festival. We did a Food and Wine Festival in Florida. Kuja showed up, but the one event that we did with Dave, he got sick. He didn't show up. So it was actually a funny story. Dave was bringing out Cedric Gervais, the DJ, and Khaled. And he just put me on the spot. He's like, yo, Mo, you're going to bring him out. And I was like, what? And it was like massive amount of people. I don't That's know, awesome. Thousands of people.
That's fucking
and he's
sick.
Like, you're going to bring them out. And I just like, he gave me the mic. I fucked up like Cedric's name. I was like, hey, my friend Cedric is going to be coming. And, but he's like that. You know what I mean? He'll do something like that.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like
That's funny.
He'll grab you and be like, go out.
In front of moves, big moves.
So, yeah. So anyway, I met a lot of people through him that I've been doing business with now. I was working with the Fountain Blue. The guy that I was working with left. It's new people now. And they were in Vegas.
Yep, they're there now.
Now they're in Vegas. So we got a little Vegas connect now. Me and Kuz just did something with the MGM.
Nice.
A new restaurant called Lucchini. The Tao opened up. And we also did a promo for the Durango. Which is on the old side of Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, old Vegas.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
This hotel is gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Gorgeous. Because the problem with Vegas to me is the casinos are too big.
Mm.
They're designed for you not to leave. You walk around Caesars, you feel like you're dead.
Right.
The MGM, you guys go to Vegas?
Never been to Vegas.
You never been?
He's
been.
One time, yeah.
Well, when you go to Vegas, the designs of these hotels, they're so big. I mean, you're talking 50 restaurants.
Really?
You're dead tired. You never want to go to your room.
It's big, bro.
Because to go to your room is a 45-minute ordeal.
Then you're on the strip. You're going into different casinos. You're bouncing around. Yeah.
So
you can bring your fucking drink on the strip with you. No one bothers you. It's nice.
And the strip now changed. They changed the minimums.
Yeah.
Like, it's super high limit now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the old side of Vegas, where like Bugsy Siegel and them had the hotels, they're building more like small boutique hotels. Excuse me. And this one we went to has a sick food court. So we promoted a burger spot there and an Italian restaurant. We did so what I'm saying is we're starting to get into the hospitality.
That's good though. That's good.
Them.
Yeah,
so we do
good.
Like I did work with Major Food Group. I work with Groot and I work with Tao.
Where's the place when they have the steak? Groot's place when they come in up is that
Poppy
steak?
Steak. That's my favorite.
Like,
that's part of
that
Groot. That's part of Groot.
Is it? Yeah, it's Groot.
Poppy said I say this on every podcast, probably my favorite restaurant.
Really?
Yeah. Because people ask me all the time, like, I don't know, like, you got, like, you know when people talk about themselves, they say, you got to know this. Nobody got to know nothing. But to put something in perspective, I did, in 3 years, maybe I did 700-something restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Damn.
It's crazy. Wow. I put a lot of work in.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is, for me to say a place is my favorite is like a, it's a big feather in the cap.
I got a question. How do you balance like your health with all this shit?
I'm not
too?
Healthy. I can't even fucking
Yeah, but
breathe.
You don't look bad. You look good with the sweatsuit.
I
look
feel
nice.
Like I got pneumonia. That's why you're sick. I got sick of Christmas and I got this fucking, I don't know if it was COVID or pneumonia, but I got that long COVID shit. Like your lungs get fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, like after
I have to keep
shit.
Catching my breaths.
Yeah, no, I think I got the same thing, dude. I keep catching myself up. I'm like,
no, mine like, is an actual contraction.
Yeah, I think
it's
I'm
like
dying.
It's like a fucking,
just gross.
It's horrible.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I think we're all having heart attacks.
I'm dying right now. As we speak, I got congestion.
Would you ever do like live entertainment? I feel like you should do something live.
I've done stand-up.
Have you? How many times?
Maybe about 12, 14 really? Times.
Damn.
But like, I feel like in Chicago so bad, bro.
Dude, that's tough. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. I'll never get hired
in Chicago ever again.
Really? It was that bad?
My friend
really?
Here was with me.
Shitting yourself?
How bad did I bomb in Chicago, Stash?
He's watching the porn.
I bombed. The guy hates me.
Really?
Dude, we went out. We got so I always say if I die and I hate knock on wood, it'd be in Chicago.
Okay. Really?
I'm going to tell you what.
Sucks over there?
No, because you're there for like from New York. It's such a quick flight. It's like a guy's town, you know? Like it's freezing cold.
Boston,
you just go
too.
Out and get fucking whacked. And you're drinking, you're fucked up. You know what I mean? And it's just like every time I've been there, I got so fucked up.
Really?
That I was like, so we go out, we're drinking, and I'm literally going to die. I was at the point that I would have paid the guy to let me cancel. Damn. I would have said, bro, how much did this cost you? I'll give you the money. Damn. Let me stay in my hotel. And I went out, whacked. Dude, when I tell you, I had to get on stage. And it was a theater. So every place I've done stand-up before has been a comedy club.
Damn, so this is
like how many people?
Like thousands.
At the theater, you're saying?
Yeah, when I do a comedy club, it's like 300, 200.
Holy shit, damn.
So I go out, bro. It's like you hear the echo in the theater. And a theater comedy is different. No one says anything. It's like a
comedy club, you can interact with people.
There's
and
an
shit.
Etiquette yeah. on stage. And right. it's like, go be funny. And they just put this spotlight on me, bro.
Damn.
And I'm like, it was horrible.
How long was your set?
Bro, if it was supposed to be 20 minutes, I was there 3 minutes. I was like, all right, how you doing? I'll see you later.
Damn.
So I have a set. Like, I have a set right now.
Of course. You just got whacked up.
I could grab a mic right now and get on stage.
That's why I asked. I'm like, you had to have done some sort of live entertainment by now.
Like, Porky likes stand-up. My friend Porky, you know?
We went to a couple of his shows.
Yeah, Porky's very comfortable up there. His humor's dark. I could say everybody loves his humor.
At our event, we threw him on the mic five minutes. He did a good job, considering.
He's very comfortable. Well, you got to understand something, but he goes on stage 3 days a week.
Yeah, Porky, he does it all the time. Porky's
He does it.
Porky's been on stage 400 or 500 times. Like, he goes on stage all the time. He takes any gig he can get. He don't care if there's 2 people, 3,000.
The
problem is when you come in. So the thing with comedy is every comedians are trying to couple themselves with guys like us. Because if you look at the new form of comedy, you take a Theo Vaughn, the guy Burt Kreischer, I can't say his name.
Yeah, Burt Kreischer.
Burt, there's the other kid.
Andrew Schultz.
Matt Rife.
Schultz is good. Schultz is really good.
Matt Rife is not a good example of what I'm saying.
Bad example.
No, it's a bad example. What I'm saying is if you look at them, there's a certain recipe that's going on right now.
Yeah, okay.
It's a podcast, 30-second clips of the podcast.
Yeah.
Guy's popular. Let's build a show around it.
So Theo Vaughn, really? Right?
Theo Vaughn. Burt, same way.
Schultz, too, bro.
Schultz. So what I'm saying to you is they're not your traditional comedians.
Yeah.
They're more storytellers. The guys that they put on stage, you know they can sell tickets, and they go there, sit on a stool, and they tell their story.
Yeah.
It ain't like a Don Rickles, like where you're in the blasting people.
Right.
Comedy, the face of comedy changed.
It's different. Yeah. Definitely.
Different.
What about Sushi Mango?
Do you know something? They reached out to me to do something. I didn't do it.
We were in New York. We were supposed to link up.
I didn't link up with them. Bro, let me tell you something. I'm the worst with linking up.
It's tough. I know. I appreciate you coming.
Oh, we know.
I'm the worst. No, everybody knows that about me. I'm the worst because I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to be honest with you. Bro, I got 3 kids and a wife.
Yeah.
I got little babies. I don't have time to just go do things because somebody wants to do something with me. Right. I don't have that luxury.
Makes sense.
I got a fucking put food on the table.
Right.
So I have intentions to collab and stuff, but it's like, yo, bro, I got this guy who's going to pay me to do a gig, and then this guy I should just do it because he got a following.
Right.
I end up going for the money. Sure. Yeah. So I don't collab like I should. And to be honest with you, I know I could collab a lot more. course, because people, yeah. if I reach out to people, I say, "Yo, I want to do a video." I'm sure they'll do it.
Of course, they'll do it. Yeah,
but I,
like
I,
you said, it gets tough though when you got to provide for a family too. Though you almost got to, you know, got to make it work.
So
that time.
I want to touch on one thing with, because I'm rambling all over. I'm a manic lunatic. What I'll tell you is, the face of comedy has changed. So most comedians can't sell tickets. Mm-hmm. They can be funny, they can't sell tickets. So the thing with people doing with comedy clubs is they'll take a social media guy. They'll say he might not be able to do comedy stand up, but we'll turn him into a host. We're going to get him to promote for us. He'll be a host. He'll bring people on. Maybe he can tell a few jokes, whatever the case may be. And we'll build a show around him because this guy can sell 200 tickets.
Yeah.
This guy's funny as fuck, can't sell 7.
Right.
So, but there's a lot of turmoil in that world because the comedians hate us. Mm. Like, this fucking guy's a social media guy. He ain't a real comedian.
You don't need to go through what I went through.
Prick. They're like bitter. So you go to these back rooms, these green rooms, and they hate you.
They're assholes.
They're like assholes. Yeah, really? Yeah, they're assholes.
Well, bro, because they've been eating shit grinding for so long, years. And it's like, you're just selling 250 tickets, no problem.
Yeah.
More than them.
Yeah. So bro. I wanted to do stand up because I figured it was a wide open lane. Because if you could sell tickets and you nobody, can listen, do name it. On your hand, your top 10 comedians.
I can't even do it. I got like maybe five.
Maybe five.
They're just the popular ones. I don't know any underground.
Hear me out. List them out. Because I did this with friends of mine. List out 10 comedians you like. You probably could get 6.
Maybe.
And then right next to them, there's social media following.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you'll see they don't even got huge followings.
Right.
No.
The biggest got 1 to 1 million followers.
Right.
The biggest. So it just goes to show you. Crazy, now, if you turn around, you got 1 million followers and you jump into the comedy game, it opens lanes for you. But I want to do sketch comedy. So, for instance, I'll give you a scenario. Will Farrell's a comedian, correct? Mm-hmm. You ever see him do stand-up?
No, never stand-up. SNL.
John Belushi. You ever see him do stand-up? No. Look at 90% of people on SNL. Yeah. They're all comedians. They don't do stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to do the shows. You see Sandler and David Spade doing these shows, but they're like singing. It's like not even
Kevin
stand-up.
James, yeah.
At the end of the day, any rapper, any musician, any comedian, anybody who's doing anything that we want to do, who's in the know, understands the real money's in shows. Mm-hmm. Bookings and shows. That's the money. Brand deals are great. Bookings and shows are where they make all their money.
100%.
Because when you can sell out a fucking, you can do an Angel Dice Clay and sell out Madison Square Garden, mm-hmm. you're fucking bringing in money you don't know what to do with.
We're working on shit right now. It's content. We want
to
do a show.
Are you trying to stand up or no? More like a two-man show.
Live entertainment, thing. Yeah. So we want to do in the deli, we want to do almost like a Shock Tank mixed with America's Got Talent with our followers come in, comedy judging. Like, you ever see Drewski?
Yeah, how he does his shit.
So I want to do something like that.
I want to do like a Hollywood Squares.
What's that? What do you mean?
You remember Hollywood Square?
No.
How old are you fucking guy?
24.
He's a 24. He's a fucking, I could actually be your father.
99. We were born
99. Yeah.
Yeah, fucking.
What were you doing in 99?
Your father, my asshole would hurt. Bring you out. But no, my fucking Hollywood Squares is like an old show where they had like B-list celebrities and they were in squares and it was like some kind of like a Jeopardy type thing. You answered questions and they put stars on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
But I'll give you a scenario, like a Rob Dyrdek.
Yes.
What I'm saying to you is
Dyrdek.
Whatever the fuck his name is. You know what I'm talking about, the skateboarder. Shit like that.
His show was cool.
What is that, Ridiculousness or something? Yeah. What is that? Is that
like what I'm talking about? Do you remember the old Arsenio Hall show?
No.
Dr. Phil?
Yes.
I want to do a little more like that.
Okay. All right. I like that.
I
want to
have a show.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I think you should too.
I want to do that.
You'll have people flying in to go to that.
It makes it easier because we do it together. So it's easier with two people because then we can bounce ideas off each other.
I don't got no partner.
You're doing it up there.
Me and
Kuj
are freaking frack. It's fucking cocksucking.
Yeah, if you and Kuj ever did something together, it would fucking go crazy.
So me and Kuj have been shopping a pod.
Nice.
Together, but we're shopping it rather than just starting it from scratch. We were shopping it. It may still come out with two lazy cocksuckers.
What do you mean shopping it? What does that mean?
Like, in other words, like you
want to
have a production company that would work out a deal with you for X amount of episodes. So they would be involved, but we would make a couple of dollars rather than just doing it on your own.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to start up a podcast.
Because we had a lot of people interested in our pod.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, hey, yo, you two on a pod, be sick. So a lot of people started talking.
So many people.
We're probably going to do it if Kush gets off his ass. no, we're both lazy about it.
Yeah. It's a lot, bro. It's a lot of work.
Out, we don't even talk about social media.
That's good. That's genuine. We have genuine relationships.
Nothing. Barely. If you see me in a video with him, it's because it was forced. We just, when we're together, we just hang out. We don't, we really don't think of
it. That's how it is with the twins, with us. How about you? Same way. Same shit.
You just talk to each other.
We grew up together, bro. We've known each other since we were 5 years old.
Oh, you just know each other that long?
Yeah, we graduated high school together and everything. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I've known this kid forever.
Girls school?
What?
Old girls school?
Old girls school is good. No, it's actually right across there. You can see it. East Boston High School kid, metal detectors, going through metal detectors.
That's how it was?
People don't know about
Boston's
that.
Yeah, Boston's a shithole, right?
No, it's clean. Cleaner than New York, that's for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, of course. Look, I've got a fucking...
like 2005.
I went to Jade Island in Staten Island.
That's me.
Are you serious?
It's the same size. Wow. Yeah.
So this was a police camp. This one police officer like did it with his own money for like 1 week out of the summer.
Yeah.
And that's where, yeah.
That's really nice.
You ever go to Jade Island and Staten Island with that Cooge?
I'm not a Staten Island guy, bro.
Cooge brought us there.
I've been there like one time in my life.
Had a C-minus sanitary. Staten Island,
but I don't know. I go where, like, I've done.
I didn't even ask you. Like, how'd you grow up? Like, where'd you grow up? What part of New York?
Where we live, it's like a Boston type neighborhood. I would assume we have similarities. So we live on the borderline of Brooklyn and Queens. Mm-hmm. So the neighborhood we live in is like Middle Village, Manspit.
Okay.
But what it is, I'll give you an example. So almost everybody from our neighborhood is from two places. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I got to ask my friend Stairs to fact check me on this. You're either from Williamsburg, Greenpoint, where Sabino Shop is.
Brooklyn, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you're from Ridgewood, which is like Ridgewood, Bushwick. Mm-hmm. Ridgewood at one point was Brooklyn. Uh-huh. That's Queens. It's a borderline. So you could be on one side and you have a zip Brooklyn. It's an avenue. Like
yeah, it's right near.
One's Brooklyn, one's Queens. Yeah. So my father's from Ridgewood.
Okay.
And my mother's from Williamsburg. So I was born in Williamsburg, but I lived there when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And we moved to Queens, which was like a step up. A lot of guys from Brooklyn moved to Staten Island. Mm-hmm. So you got two sides of Brooklyn, right? You got one side that moves to Queens and Long Island, and the other side of Brooklyn, everybody moves to Staten Island, Jersey. Mm. So we're on the side that moves to Queens and Long Island. Mm. So where I grew up is, what I'd say is like, we have like a surrounding neighborhood, which would be like Ridgewood, Glendale, Middle Village, Greenpoint, Williamsburg. I consider that my neighborhood. So half of it's Brooklyn, half of it's Queens. We're literally the first exit into Queens.
Damn, that's
so
crazy.
That's where I'm in. A lot of people try to figure out where I'm from all the time. Like, they'll be like, right. He's from Bensonhurst. He's from Staten Island because my accent.
Yeah. Bed-Stuy.
The way I talk. Bensonhurst. Bed-Stuy is where you stayed.
Yeah, we're in the fucking hood, dude.
I mean, I don't go to Bed-Stuy, really, to be honest with you. A friend of mine has a pizzeria there, but it's like, I think when Biggie Smalls died,
we were down the street.
I rode my bicycle through it.
That's you ever funny. Been to Red Hook over there?
It's good I food lived over there for 12 years.
Yeah,
Red Hook Tavern.
Yeah, so I lived. Nice. I lived in Brooklyn, that part of Brooklyn for 12 years.
What's the? It's like a like
that's
a
where Lucali's is.
Famous barbecue spot over there.
You know yeah, I know about? You told me it's real famous. I don't even know the fucking name of it.
But I heard they say that
fucking guys on Yelp.
It's the right. best. They say it's the best.
Yeah,
over
this
there.
Guy. He's the expert right now.
That's what I was asking. Yelp's a fucking spider.
I don't know if it's on Yelp. Is it?
What's a neck bone? That's my question. I hear people say neck bone.
You know,
bone.
It's funny, and everybody's gonna say the originator. I know when my buddy, I think, originated it.
He's fucking shot.
But we were driving, and I don't remember where we were. We were driving in a convertible, and this guy was fucking hunchback like this, like going through the garbage. And my friend, like, this fucking neck bone. And that's kind of where we got it from.
That's
it's
funny.
It's a Brooklyn term, but they say it a lot in my neighborhood.
Pork that's chop funny. Said he made it up.
Nah.
No, fuck
nah,
no.
Porky can't believe anything he says.
Snake.
Bro, Porky's got the most legendary story. If his wife hears it, she's going to kill her, but you have to leave this in.
Okay, I'll leave it in.
You got to leave this
I'll
in.
I'll leave it in.
Because he don't give a fuck.
All right, good.
He may get a black eye, but he don't care. I went to a strip joint with Porky. He calls me, tells me a strip joint. I got to go pick him up. If I'm telling the story, I got to tell it right. He's arguing with the broad for like 45 minutes. And I hear, it ain't my fault. You ain't got a metal wallet. So she's like, I don't have that. He's like, I'm going to make you a millionaire. He had no cash on him. He tries to pay the stripper with a Dogecoin.
Bro.
You know, with Dogecoin?
Yeah, fucking crypto shit.
Bro, with crypto. Oh, and he's telling the girl that she don't understand. The 40 he was going to give her, the Dogecoin's going to be worth millions. It's going to change her life. So she's sitting there downloading the app, and he's doing the transfer. It was going off for like an hour and change, dude.
Oh, my God.
Porky's a legend.
Bro, he's, yeah, you know,
we're leaving that in about Porky. I don't care. No, we'll call him. Let's call him.
Call him up. We're leaving it up.
Call him up.
Oh. Porky. Yeah, no, it's funny because when we do the videos with him, it's like, bro, you and him talk similar for sure. You yeah,
he
definitely
wants to be me, you cocksucker.
But like the videos go crazy. That's why I'm like, when we do the deli shit together, it's gonna go nuts, bro. Pork chops. I wonder if he's gonna answer.
Pork, you're on podcast live. All right, so we're doing a live broadcasted podcast, and I told us and I did a story about you, but I don't know if you want it in. We really can't edit it at this point, so we just want you to know we went full fledged when you paid this when you paid the stripper with the Metav wallet. We did alter the year. You weren't married at the time, but remember when you paid the stripper?
We were live, and you're saying we altered the year.
Yeah. Yeah, but your wife ain't watching this. Your wife is
you know, he didn't have cryptocurrency before I was married.
You know, all right, well, anyway, how much trouble are you in? Because we want to leave this.
This
on
podcast
the
is shitty. 20 people listen to this podcast. No one's listening to this podcast.
You don't give a fuck? Can I tell more stories or no?
We're going to clip it too and collab it.
You guys look alike. Fucking twins.
Porky is a legend.
Yeah, he is.
Porky's a neighborhood legend. I've done it. So you grew up together? Yeah, I grew up in Porky. I know how I met Porky.
Sure.
True story. So the first time I met Porky, he was tied to a column in a basement.
What?
And they were making him smell gasoline just and throw water on him and make believe they were going to burn him alive.
Bro.
He was 12 years old. He did some degenerate shit. I don't know what he did. Robbed somebody. I don't know what. I was the little kid. I was always the youngest kid, and he was fat. So we always got picked on.
Mm.
And we became friends because we both got picked on.
Damn, that's funny.
And we used to be sent, they used to send us to get food for the older guys. Like, they'd be like, ah, go get McDonald's or something. And Porky used to do just like in the movie Casino.
Yep.
And he used to spit in every one of their burgers.
Damn.
Dude,
that's so funny.
We used to watch them eat it and die laughing.
That's hilarious.
The sickest thing Porky ever did was he had this guy. This guy was tough as nails. Anybody in the world would be scared of this guy. And Porky clipped him. Porky found a car wash that did a really good job. And he told the guy he would get the car detailed for $300. And he said, bring it to the 1999 car wash and keep $280. And he would do it every week. And the guy found out.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty funny. I can't give too much of the story away.
No, yeah. You already got clipped, you know?
Yeah, we talked for 10 hours. We're done, right?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Let's wrap this up. It's a fucking Reynolds wrap.
Appreciate
you
coming, cuz.
Reynolds wrap. You know what a Reynolds wrap is?
Yeah, fucking Reynolds wrap. It's a fucking tinfoil you used to put around your head when you were trying to get aliens to land on your fucking house.
Before we end, though, what's going on? Like, what's new? What should people expect from you?
I don't know. I'm hoping to work out something with this coffee product because I actually really love the product. It's a great product. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to evolve, pivot. I ain't going to be like all these other fucking spiders waiting for us to do shit and they can copy.
100%.
And other than that, like how that. You fucking doing to the wheels fall off?
Where do you get the merch, kid? Where do you get the merch?
www.yourmothershouse.com.
You heard him.
It's hurt.
It's all content. It's all content.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me